All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive. Genesee Joe in with you. And in with us right now as part of our St. Patrick's Week celebration, I have the Corrigan family. I have Eleanor and William. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for inviting us.
All right, now, Mr. Corrigan.
Yes.
Everybody knows you. You have been a pillar of the community for years.
I've been a loudmouth my whole life.
God bless you for that.
I was born in Utica.
Okay.
At Faxon Hospital was the place I come out of.
Now, tell everybody, the business you had forever was, I know there was your store, and then there was Corrigan's.
Right.
And...
Well, it's always been William L. Corrigan and Sons. It's always been a family business. And I kind of pushed it into the retail market a little bit when I come into it because I had an opportunity to promote. So I promoted all kinds of Irish products that I could sell and so on. So that's how I happened to get into all that. And I like to have a good time, and I like to have people have a good time.
Well, that is cool.
Yeah.
You also are a guy who is, like, you're a philanthropist. You've helped out a lot of things. What organizations do you belong to do you donate to?
Well, I donated to Utica Lions Club. I've been a member of that ever since I was young, and I'm very proud. They're a great group of men. We've done some great things. Done great things with the blind people, which makes me very proud. Very proud, especially now they built that new building, and it's a really big thing for this area.
It is. It is. It's very
big
cool.
Big accomplishment.
There. Yeah. All right. So another thing, people probably remember the Halloween place, your store.
Right.
So many people, I got my name Genesee Joe because of a costume we got from you years ago when I worked with guys named Hersh and Nelson.
Oh, wow.
How much fun was that? Because so many people went to your store.
Oh, it's wonderful because you meet a lot of new people all the time. And people that don't realize what they can do and what they can... So when I tried to promote that, I tried to get them to let themselves loose and do what they wanted.
Yeah, and I mean, you had, like, really good costumes there. You
oh,
had,
yeah.
Oh, you know, what gave you the idea to open the place?
Well, we got them... I've been going to New York City all my life for buying at the toy show, and at that time... They had also Halloween and all that sort of stuff there. So I kind of was able to really promote it. There was a company called Franco-American, and they gave me the most exciting ideas. And I stole every one from them, and I'm very proud of it.
All right. All right, well, listen, you're a past Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and your son, Sean, told me to call you the only local leprechaun in existence. How important is the whole St. Paddy's Day weekend to you? I mean, you're a proud Irishman. Tell everybody a little about that.
Well, I celebrate it all over the place. I'm not the kind of guy that keeps things quiet. Wherever I go, if I go to the Buffalo Head, I celebrate St. Patrick's Day as a Buffalo Head.
There you go.
Okay, and I wish people happy St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, I play the part as much as I possibly can. And my wife never complains, which is kind of... unbelievable, because I interfere with their conversations all the time, and I should be ashamed of myself. But I got a great wife, and she works really well with me. So we have a great family to go along with all that.
All right. Well, listen, Irish Cultural Center, a place also that's near and dear to your heart. How important do you think it was that they added that to the community?
Oh, I think it's great. I think, number one, we show the Polish how great we really are.
Well, that'll teach them.
Wow, bang.
All right. Well, listen, Geva, what would you say to anybody who wants to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and about being Irish in Utica?
Oh, it's very important to celebrate your nationality, of course. Doesn't matter whether you're Irish or Polish or Italian, whatever you are, you really should celebrate it. You should be very proud of yourself, because that's what made our country. Our country's only like it is because there's Irish, there's Polish, there's Italians, there's all the French, there's all nationalities. And that's why we have such a great country and such a great city.
Eleanor, chime in. Tell us what you think about, you know, how important the parade is to everybody.
Hey, a lot of families have gotten their children involved in the parade. I can see where the parade has grown, where they've brought a lot of young people in because of their parents getting into the parade. They got their children in it. They pushed their children in the parade. And I've noticed how many people have come with their families recently. And that was because of the fathers and mothers and in our family, the way we started it, and Sean, and all of our children and great-grandchildren. And I think it's wonderful. And I think it has grown an awful lot. Utica has really put St. Patrick's Day on the map.
You know, it doesn't matter what you are, you should be proud of it because it's wonderful. They have a good time and be together and be with all your family and all your family involved in it. So we've tried very hard to do that, and Eleanor's very good at it.
C-O-R-R-I-G-A-N spells core again. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man to say a word again me. C-O-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C is a name that a shame never has been connected with Corrigan. That's us.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.